Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the program at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our website totally free. Coming up here tonight, there is a disturbing story, yet another disturbing story out of the United Kingdom. Now, I don't remember which day it was, but, Mark, when I told you about this last night, you didn't recall the story, so it was probably a night you weren't on the show, so I'm guessing Friday night. But at some point within the last couple of weeks, we talked about this character, Jimmy Savile, from the United Kingdom. He was described as sort of a Johnny Carson of the UK. This guy is a very popular television host.
Oh, the BBC guy.
You familiar with him?
Yeah, Kitty Ripper.
Yeah, so yeah. The allegations about this guy are that he, essentially that he had access to a hospital. And because he was like a big donator to this hospital, and that he molested people as young as 7 and as old as their 40s. So he molested a wide range of patients, supposedly numbering in the dozens.
Well, at least he's not an ageist.
Over a period of decades at this hospital. And essentially the other shocking part of this story is that people in the hospital knew what was going on, but would not do anything about it. So, for instance, the higher-ups, when they were approached by the low-level nurses and, you know, janitorial staff or whoever might witness something or have been talked to by one of the victims and said, hey, this guy did this to me, and then they try to take that up to the higher-ups would say things like, oh, Jimmy Savile wouldn't do something like that, and then, you know, just blow it off, essentially. And then worse, it got to the point where the lower-level folks at the hospital were afraid to report, because they were worried they would lose their jobs. It was that level of kind of a cover-up going on. And so,
Who was it who said that, you know, the patrons of any given side generally not only do not object to the atrocities committed by their side, but have a talent for never hearing about them? I remember now it was Orwell. Do you remember that Orwell quote?
No.
And that seems to be, I mean, denial can be a very powerful thing. And the funny thing is, I think a lot of those people probably really didn't know because they didn't want to know.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. We'll talk about what this is going to the next level, this sort of Jimmy Savile-esque situation in the United Kingdom. We'll share that with you here in a moment. And let's go first to Mike on the line here. Mike, where are you calling from tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome. You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling. One of your listeners told me about you guys and your show. I'm the falconer who got caught up in charges related to what I'm licensed to do, which is to breed raptors and to use them in the sport of falconry.
Now, I thought raptors went extinct back in the day. They have those in Jurassic Park.
Birds of prey, you dolt.
Yeah, you're thinking of
now. Come on, let's be adults.
Yeah.
Okay, so right. I've never heard of a raptor outside of Jurassic Park. So, is that an actual type of bird, or is it like a generic term for birds of prey?
That's a generic word for birds of prey. That's precise.
I see.
Yep.
Okay, and, so you breed birds of prey, and you got in trouble for it?
Well, I breed birds of prey, and I'm also a licensed falconer.
And a licensed falconer is one who hunts with falcons?
Exactly. Perfect.
Okay, thanks.
And generally, in the United States, there are about 4,000 to 4,500 of us. Generally, the only people that are Raptor propagators are people that were Falconers or are Falconers. So we are operated under a set of rules set up by U.S. Fish and Wildlife under the Department of Interior. And what's crazy is the draconian penalties under these rules come from a migratory bird treaty established in the early 1900s. And that treaty basically was to deal with poachers and illegal sellers of wildlife. Well, that's the same authority by which Fish and Wildlife governs us. So what I was surprised to find is when they decided to charge me with something, it fell into one of two categories. I was either going to be a felon or I was going to have a misdemeanor criminal charge, although petty offense.
So wait, how long had you been doing this breeding before these criminal charges came at you?
8 years for the breeding, and falconry I've been at for, you know, going on 30 years.
Okay. So what? Where did these charges come from all of a sudden?
Well, they actually were pushed by a guy at the state level here in Pennsylvania, who is the head of the Special Permits Office. Special permits is like
special
everything.
Special permits.
Yeah, special permits. I feel very special. Mm-hmm. But they cover about 70,000 permits. Say a guy wants to breed deer, or, you know, somebody wants to do some scientific collection of a certain species. They go to that department. Falconers are about 4,000 in the U.S., so you'd have to meet another 75,000 people to meet your next falconer, you know, 350 million people. So in the same way, the persons at the permits office very rarely know what they're doing in relation to what we do. Yet they will tell you things that contradict even the law.
Of course, they will. That's how bureaucrats operate. They don't know their own rules and usually don't care about them.
One brain can't accommodate all of their rules. They're no more capable of it than we are.
Well, and what's interesting is when they don't know the rules, what they do is they make them up. And mm-hmm. if you catch them making them up, they don't want to take back the last rule they made up. So they tell you they're sticking to their guns, regardless of what the law says. And here's what I found out after they charged me with this. When you pay a $300 an hour D.C. law firm that handles wildlife law, what they found out, which was quite interesting, is in the state code of Pennsylvania, anybody can Google it, PA state code, and then quote, propagation stock, end quote. And what you'll find is it says you may not remove any wild animal or bird, comma, except raptors for propagation stock. Well, that's exactly the permits I have. I have a raptor propagation permit from both the state and federal authorities. And yet this turned into an 8-month ordeal where after spending over $25,000, I was found not guilty in federal court.
Wow.
How much money?
$25,000.
At least $25,000, and that's not counting my state attorney.
Did they write you a check back for that?
If you'd had a choice, I would call that a Pyrrhic victory, but since you didn't have any choice but to fight, I'll just salute you for winning.
Well, thank you. If I had signed the ticket, then I would have been pleading nolle contendere to the charge, meaning guilty to the charge, and it would only cost me $325. But what generally happens based on my knowledge of this climate with falconers and my history in the community, what generally happens is they then move to remove your permits once you plead no contest. It was a catch-22 where if I pled no contest to make it go away, there was a good chance I'd lose one or both of my permits. And if I fought it, I was going to have to spend a lot of money. So we chose to fight it. And we're not done yet because we're not sure if the state is going to come back at us, even though they lost miserably in federal court. Let me tell you, on the 18th, we had the federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, a silver-haired guy who just put the last state treasurer in prison. Okay, so those are the kind of cases he normally handles. His assistant, the special agent, which is basically a fish and game person at the federal level, the local WCO, which is the Wildlife Conservation Office, the permits guy, his underling, and several other people, including a lawyer, about 8 people against me for a petty misdemeanor, petty offense. It was absolutely ridiculous.
And the allegation was what? A paperwork snafu? What were they alleging?
They alleged that I took a bird without authority to propagate, even though I have a raptor propagation permit from the state of Pennsylvania.
So, like, just a state park or something like that?
Well, falconers are allowed to remove. We're the only hunters that take home something alive. We're permitted to... The only way you could get a bird of prey in America, if you become a falconer, you initially have to trap your own bird. That's part of the process.
Mike, stand by. I've got some more questions for you, if you can hang on. We're with Mike Dupree here. He's a falconer who just spent a whole lot of money trying to defend his freedoms. It's Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts, your story, whatever's on your mind here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. It's Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio here with you tonight, and also want to let you know about Buzzbox Coffee. They will hook you up with a pound of some of the best coffee out there for just the cost of shipping. It's a free pound. You just pay the shipping cost. 100% organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica coffee. Plus, the profits from each pound that you purchase from BuzzBox, because once you get the first pound, the next one will be shipped to you after a certain period of time. You can customize how much. You can customize how often it's sent out to you. And, of course, the flavor. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. But a portion of the profits go towards microloans, which are being given out through Kiva.org, which is helping people around the world make better lives for themselves. So not only are you doing good, but you're also getting great coffee, and your first pound's free. Just cover the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time. Mike Dupree is with us, and he is on the line, I think. Where are you calling from tonight? Was it Pennsylvania, Mike?
Central Pennsylvania, yes.
Now, you just got finished with a court case, apparently. There's actually an article over at Huffington Post about you. I'm going to post that on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so our listeners can learn more about your situation. But from what I've understood so far, you, for kind of what you do, is you breed birds of prey for the purposes of falconry, which is hunting with birds of prey. And you had just told us that the federal government and the state government apparently went after you for violating some sort of paperwork thing, where you were telling us that you apparently were, you'd gotten it, some sort of a bird from the wild for the purpose of breeding that bird.
Correct.
And you were just getting into, you know, how they ended up finding out about that, or what it was that triggered them coming after you.
It's a great way of framing how they ended up finding out about it. How they ended up finding out about it is I sent my local game officer an email saying, I need three bands for these birds. You put leg bands on them that identify the specific bird. So when you fill out a piece of paper, it has a serial number basically associated with that bird. So I reported to them that I've got these birds under my permit, and I'd like to register them.
And was this something you'd done a bunch of times in the past? Because you said you've been doing this for 8 years.
Well, I'd done it a bunch of times in the past for falconry, where it's been around for a long time. What happened was about 4 years ago, the federal regs changed on propagation, and when I was reading those propagation regs, I noticed that it allowed a take from the wild. A take means that you take an immature or a young bird, and the reason that's allowed is because 70 to 90% of raptors are dead in the first year of their life. So a falconer taking one, Fish and Wildlife has studied it, does zero effect to the wild populations with that kind of mortality rate, and so few of us doing it. So the new reg said I was allowed to do this. I contacted the regional office in Hadley, Mass. They confirmed that. They even sent me an email telling me what would be on my next permit. I checked with the state, and the state permits guy said, when you get the bird, I'll send you the band. So I thought I was good to go. It was just that because I got a third bird this past year, normally it's one, zero, or two, it seemed to put it over this threshold for them, where what they did, in fact, is not acknowledge the fact that I have two discrete permits I pay for, each of which allows the take of two birds per year with a maximum of five for the falconry permit.
So you can have a maximum of five birds?
Five wild birds.
So you believed that you were following their rules. You were, you know, trying to be a so-called law-abiding person or whatever.
Correct.
And they came after you for this.
Yes, and I didn't just believe it. I did my due diligence. I contacted the regional office. I contacted the state office.
Yeah, sure. Reading those awful, boring regulations. My goodness. Who wants to do that nonsense?
Have you considered suing them?
What's that?
Have you considered suing them for false arrest?
Yes, we're exploring that now. One of the beauties of all this is there was a gentleman, I do public speaking related to the subject, and there was a gentleman I'd met who was a member of the Pennsylvania Game Commission, and I contacted him the Saturday before the special agent showed up by surprise on Monday, and I told him the whole situation, and he wasn't too surprised. He said, Micah, guy gets a pet squirrel and they come in like, I won't even say what he said, but you can imagine, like stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. When I told him what was happening, he ended up at my house when they arrived that Monday, because that's when I discovered a special agent from Fish and Wildlife would be joining my local game commissioner. And he basically got from them what they wanted and escorted them, you know, away and just said thank you and, you know, let's set up a meeting and see if we can resolve this down in Harrisburg. Well, apparently they weren't having any of that. They moved forward to charge me, and 30 days later, the charge was basically just a ticket. But I told you what the penalties were, so it was quite serious.
Having experienced the FBI, I'd tell you that the only thing lower than a cop is a special agent.
Now, just to recap, the penalties you were facing were what? I thought it was like a $300 fine.
Well, it was, if I chose to pay the fine, it would have been simply $325.
Oh, right, but then they would take your license because, he violated our rules, right. So no more license for you, right?
That's the history of my community and lawyers that have researched it, is then they do that. So it puts you into the category for the rest of your life of being a criminal. Now, I've never been so much as frisked. I've never been locked up. I've never had a DUI. I've had a few speeding tickets. That's about it in my whole life.
Now, question for you. I mean, obviously, you know, you were trying to jump through the hoops. But if you had just gone out and gotten these birds and started breeding them without informing the government goons, you know, how would you have gotten caught in theory?
Well, the way I would have gotten caught is the fact that I became a licensed falconer and licensed propagator. So they have a list of all the people to target.
Yeah,
so, for example, in 1997...
But I think he's asking if you had never filed any paperwork at all with the state.
Well, that wasn't my question, but had you never filed, then, I mean, in theory, somebody would have had to have snitched you out, right?
Yeah, I would be doing it illegally and so on and so forth.
But that's probably even more serious, right, if you get busted doing that?
You would think it is, but people that do illegal things with migratory birds, for example, in 1997, I'm living 20 miles outside of D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland. A guy shoots my hawk, my federally protected hawk that I purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Guy shoots it dead. I know where the guy lives. I contact the state. I contact Fish and Wildlife Service. No one ever shows up to get a report. No one files a ticket. Nothing gets done. Nothing. Zero.
Okay. You put yourself on their radar, and they punished you for it, even though you'd been jumping through all their hoops and paying the fines. Tell me, Mike, where can people learn more about your situation and what you do?
Well, I have a Facebook page. It's Mike Dupuy Falconry.
And it's spelled D-U-P-U-Y. I apologize, I was mispronouncing it earlier.
That's correct. Yeah, you got it perfect, actually. Mike Dupuy. Mike Dupuy Falconry on Facebook, which is a public page where I post these things. In fact, they use one of my postings as evidence that I had the three birds, even though I told them I had the three birds months before. The judge basically, he didn't buy it. He didn't think I was trying to do anything illegal.
No, that's good.
And so you won, and
had to pay $25,000.
Yay, what a win.
To win.
I hope you can prevail, Mike, in court ultimately with your civil case. And I want to thank you for calling Free Talk Live and sharing your story here tonight. Just goes to show. Thank you again. It just goes to show. Doesn't matter, even if you think you know the rules, even if you've done your due diligence, you've called the bureaucrats, you've read the regulations.
They just make up crap on their own.
They'll come after you anyway.
Crazy.
Because they can. 855-450-FREE. No one is safe, not even somebody who wanted to breed one of these birds. He wanted to make more of them for the world. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in to the program at lrn.fm. And by the way, if you haven't Skyped us before, you do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. Some more disturbing news out of the United Kingdom. It's gone, this sort of pedophile stuff with Jimmy Savile has gone to the next level, to higher levels in government at this point. And we'll share the shocking story with you from thedailybeast.com. But first, we go to, I believe we've got Hassan in New York via Skype. Hello, Hassan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to explore the net neutrality issue from a technical standpoint because in listening to yesterday's episode, I felt that there were a few errors in the analysis of it.
Okay, well, do it if you can. Only do it if you can make it easy to understand for someone who's not a technical wizard, because you have to remember this is not a tech show. This is a general audience program.
Okay, so I'll try to explore it in a simpler term. So at first we were talking about some of the throttling issues that were going on. And from a technical standpoint, it wasn't exactly throttling. It was a scaling back of network capacity. For example...
So the allegation was that Verizon and Comcast had slowed down Netflix on their connections.
Yes, the end result was a slowdown. Like, for example, there was one ISP called Level 3. They supply to big corporations who need extremely fast connections, like Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically the peering point between their network and Verizon's network, or Comcast's network. And
so it was Level 3 that was slowing Netflix down, or it was Comcast and Verizon?
It was Comcast and Verizon.
Okay.
The way they did it was, for example, in a blog post released by Level 3, that it might be, basically what happened was, like, at one of their interconnect points in Los Angeles, they had a facility there where they peered between Level 3 and Verizon,
mm-hmm.
and the peering point were two border routers, one border router on Level 3 side and another border router on Verizon side, in the case of Verizon. And each of those border routers had 8 10 gigabit Ethernet ports, which supplied traffic between Level 3 and Verizon. After the whole court case where they struck down the original net neutrality rules, Verizon decided to scale back their border router by essentially disabling 4 of those 10 gigabit Ethernet ports.
Okay.
So they essentially
cut their speed in half.
Almost. 40%.
Okay. Yeah.
And basically, once that happened, speed started to go down, and then they started pushing for Fastlane. And that's what started the whole debacle at that point.
And when you say Fastlane, you mean Verizon?
And Fastlane.
It was money from Netflix to open up the ports.
Yes, they essentially wanted Netflix to directly peer, so from a Netflix server directly to Verizon.
So you've explained technically what happened, and I think you've done a decent job of it. But how did you feel like what we had said on the air, or what was said on the air, was inaccurate?
It was also when you were talking about like the tiered access and how net neutrality will impact that. And basically, there will always be tiers because the only limited resource in networks are the bandwidth. So, for example, you want a 10 gigabit connection, you'll mm-hmm. pay a lot more than you would pay for a 100 megabit connection.
Sure, sure. And but isn't it possible that, I mean, I didn't say that it was going to for sure be that. What I had said was that there's a possibility that given that, you know, there's these regulations now that essentially are saying that internet is a public utility, that some providers could go and change their, change the way they bill from billing a flat rate per month to a per gigabyte rate, like some wireless providers do. I mean, that's possible, isn't it?
That can happen, but with the wireless technology, there's a reason behind that. And it's also another reason why, like, wireless isn't a good competitor towards wired connections. With wireless communications, you have basically your analog signals, like a crest and a peak, and you essentially...
I don't know if we should get into the physics of it.
That's a little deep, bro.
Yeah. I want to thank you for the call tonight.
But I was just going to say there's a limitation in bandwidth for wireless.
Here's what I would ask you. If you are Netflix and Verizon cuts back your bandwidth to less than you need to deliver good service, then you could pay them and say, yeah, you're carrying a lot of traffic for me, and, you know, we appreciate you doing that, so... Here's a little bit of money, and our customers will subsidize your extra bandwidth. But you could also just say, okay, well, that's not enough bandwidth for us to use. So I'll tell you what. We're going to cut off our service to
entirely.
All Verizon users. You can't use our service because we can't provide you with quality service. And that is enough, I would think, if Netflix did it, to raise hell with Verizon subscribers, and they would be going to other ISPs in mass. So that's your free solution, your alternative to net neutrality.
But there are other ISPs, Hassan. I mean,
of course there are other ISPs. There's hundreds of them, and if you get a bank of modems and a T3, you can start your own ISPs. Or if not a bank of modems, get yourself a big-ass wireless Wi-Fi broadcast. Now, you should be freer to do that, but that's a problem of too much government, not too little government. Yeah. If anybody could run their own ISP out of their house, then you wouldn't have any problem. I mean, I remember when there were tiny little ISPs popping up and shutting down all the time in the 90s when we were using dial-up.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, the claim there aren't any other ISPs may only be true in rural areas, but
it's true of cable services where the municipality says we will only permit one cable service. But that's not market failure.
In those
that's
municipalities,
government failure.
That's most of America.
Well, no, but in those areas, there's usually a phone provider that offers internet service. There are multiple wireless providers that offer internet service. There's satellite providers.
Dish Network, right. And you can buy a T3 directly from the phone company or several other companies.
You can buy more
probably.
Than a T3 if you want.
There's
a
data
technical
providers.
Reason why that doesn't work.
What's what
that?
Part doesn't work? We just named a bunch of different
ISPs. For wireless, you have wireless has a massive bandwidth overhead. About 50% of your bandwidth for wireless goes towards management and error correction. And then to get faster wireless, you either increase the modulation, which means you add more variation to the signal, but then it's more sensitive to noise, which further increases your overhead, so you get diminishing returns. So within a specific frequency band, you have like a physical limitation in how much data you can transmit at the same time.
Well, but engineering gets over limitations all the time. I mean, there are new ways to transmit.
Those are the technical challenges that we overcome.
Right. The market overcomes these things when there's demand. There's people that come up with innovation. And innovation is sparked by challenges like that. Thank you, Hassan, for the call tonight. You know, you can't just turn to the government to solve your problems. And when you end up doing that, you're going to end up being sorry for it later on. I suspect a lot of these people are going to look back and wish they'd listened to some of the libertarians.
Well, a lot of these problems are government problems. I mean, you have to remember AT&T had a legally enforced rule that prevented you from plugging any device that they had not approved into their network for many, many years. Technology has always been held back by government, even though it has made some things like the internet were produced by government, but they could have been produced better and faster by the private sector if government vaporware had not existed.
The internet certainly didn't, it wasn't the government that made the internet
what it
is today.
The rollout, the ultimate rollout.
Oh, no, absolutely not. They created a little bit of bandwidth, but... Well,
Rich, your suggestion is exactly what I was getting at the other night on the program, where I said that this should end up being, hashed out in the way that the satellite networks and channels hash things out. If there was a disagreement between Dish Network and Fox, and one side pulled the plug and said, this other side better get their S in gear, get it together, or we're not bringing their channel back. And then, people spoke up.
I guarantee that my ISP will advertise we don't throttle anybody.
Yep, more coming up here. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And we'll continue here with your calls about whatever's on your mind or other stuff to talk about, including a shocking story out of the United Kingdom, taking this pedophile cover-up story that we talked about a couple weeks ago to the next level. But first, Mark.
Yeah, I was just checking out the video from FortGalt.com of their new project. They're actually using Benson Wood, their Unity project. Ian, are you familiar with Benson Wood?
Don't know anything about it.
It is a home builder that is here in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
They make, one-of-a-kind custom-built homes. And they're making basically like a condo building or a ski resort. Not some vast valley of estates or anything like that. It's what this is an idea of a Liberty Enclave in southern Chile where people can have little homes, little accommodations that are established outside the U.S. And I think it's a pretty interesting project. Go check it out at fortgalt.com. This is it's very interesting what they've got as far as these rooms and accommodations, and they really have top tier drawings and videos of these things where they sort of drone you around and you take a look and in and out of these things. A lot to see there at FortGalt.com. It's well worth it. There's only going to be 100 positions, 100 people involved, so don't wait until the place is full. Check it out for yourself at FortGalt.com. They're funding right now.
Excellent. All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So it was the Jimmy Savile story that we talked about a week or two ago here on Free Talk Live that was pretty shocking. You know, the idea that this character from television, this popular TV host, was able to molest sexually molest people from ages 7 to their 40s while they were in hospital beds at, I forget which hospital it was, but I think it was more than one, actually, in the United Kingdom. And he was essentially protected by people within the system. Now, Rich Paul, you said denial is very, very powerful, and that many of the people who were protecting him may not have actually believed that he could do the things that he did. But the thing is, there were multiple reports, dozens of reports over a number of years. I mean, it was over a few decades, but there were a lot of reports, something to where eyebrows should have been raised, investigations should have been, you know, rendered, but it didn't happen. And it's pretty disturbing. Now it's gone to the next level. This one actually doesn't mention, this story here from thedailybeast.com doesn't mention Saville, but it's telling that it's coming from the same country here, and it's sort of the same kind of cover-up. Story from the Daily Beast, how Thatcher's government covered up a VIP pedophile ring. London, a newspaper editor, was handed startling evidence that Britain's top law enforcement official knew there was a VIP pedophile network in Westminster at the heart of the British government. What happened next in the summer of 1984, talking about 30 years ago, helps to explain how shocking allegations of rape and murder against some of the country's most powerful men went unchecked for decades. Less than 24 hours after starting to inquire about the dossier presented to him by a senior Labour Party politician, the editor was confronted in his office by a furious member of parliament who threatened him and demanded the documents. Quote, he was frothing at the mouth and really shouting and spitting in my face, Don Hale told the Daily Beast. He was straight at me like a raging lion. He was ready to knock me through the wall. Despite the MP's explosive intervention, Hale refused to hand over the papers, which appeared to show that Leon Britton, Margaret Thatcher's home secretary, was fully aware of a pedophile network that included top politicians. The editor's resistance was futile. The following morning, police officers from the Counter-Terror and Intelligence Unit, known as the Special Branch, burst into the newspaper office, seized the material, and threatened to have Hale arrested if he ever reported what he had found.
It didn't take him decades to respond to that, did it?
It didn't take who decades to respond?
It didn't take the police decades to respond to the newspaper reporters.
Right, to the threat to their legitimacy.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we've said over and over on this show that the state is there to protect and serve. Protect
itself.
And serve itself. And so when the state's threatened, it's on the ball.
More than 30 years later. But, you know, Mark, I mean, just before we go on here, you're right about that. But this wasn't a threat to the state itself, unless, of course, this network was widely known and sort of existed across a large swath of it, right? If it was just, like, one perverted politician who was molesting, you know, some children somewhere, they probably would have cracked down on that. But if these documents that this reporter had sort of indicted a multitude of politicians. I mean, we've had people call the show before, and I think, you know, Mark, I think you've snickered at them with the suggestion that there are these sort of underground perv networks in the world of Washington, D.C. politics.
Oh, yeah. I've snickered
at them. A common theme in the conspiracy theory world, and actually having something very similar to what they've described unearthed should make reasonable people take, you know, take a look at their claims.
Yeah, well, I want to sit here and I'm listening for the facts. I'm not listening for people just talking. If somebody wants to just talk, then, yeah, they're putting their reputation on the line. If they're an important person and they're well-connected, then I suppose that has some bearing. But many times we've just heard people on the Internet saying this thing or that thing.
More than 30 years later, an inquiry into allegations of child sex abuse rings, murder, and cover-ups has been launched by the British government after Scotland Yard detectives said they believed statements by victims who claimed they were systematically abused as young boys at sex abuse parties attended by judges, politicians, intelligence officers, and staff at the royal palaces. So we're talking about two different time frames here. You got the 1984 range where this reporter was threatened and, you know, scared into submission to not go forward with this. And now today, 30 years plus later, where it looks like Scotland Yard is actually looking into this finally, now that everyone involved is pretty much dead. So in 1983, a controversial MP, that's Member of Parliament, Jeffrey Dickens, had made a series of incendiary claims about active pedophiles in the corridors of power. He handed a file containing the names of alleged perpetrators to Leon Britton.
Now, if they were pedophiles, they're not going to stop in 1984, right?
Correct.
You know, so this is going to continue on. They're probably going to add people to their ranks as yes. this scheme continues on, because they need to to incriminate more people, right? Like once you're involved, then you can't roll.
So now remember, Leon Britton, the name from earlier, that's Margaret Thatcher's home secretary, that was allegedly aware of the pedophile network, and that's the person to whom this controversial MP, Jeffrey Dickens, handed the file over to. So he didn't know, right? The MP that had the information about this network gave the information to this top cop guy, not knowing that the top cop was already aware of it and was allegedly part of the cover-up. So he handed him this file, and then publicly the authorities shrugged off the claims and no trial or prosecution would follow. The dossier mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah.
Decades later, Mr. Britton, this top cop guy, claimed he had simply handed the papers to his subordinates to investigate and heard no more about it. So, pass the buck. It wasn't his fault. He was given this file. He's a busy top executive. He handed it off to someone else, and that was the end of that, his involvement in the case. He doesn't know what happened to it. Last year, he was forced to clarify his statement when it emerged that he had later written to Dickens, the MP, to say the initial investigation had been deemed, quote, worth pursuing by investigators. It is now claimed that confidential Home Office papers collated by Baroness Castle of Blackburn and passed to Don Hale, editor of her local newspaper, the Bury Messenger, claimed that Britton had played an active role in overseeing investigation into the pedophile network. Leon Britton was mentioned in everything you picked up. His fingerprints were over everything. He was the instigator, said Hale. He really had a finger on the pulse. He wanted to know everything about it. All the documents were CC'd back to him, or it was an instruction directly from Leon Britton. Britton, a protege of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, had been promoted to Home Secretary at the age of 43, making him the youngest person to preside over Britain's domestic law enforcement and national security apparatus since Winston Churchill before the First World War. He died in January, by the way, of this year. Britton had been accused of raping a woman and sexually abusing boys. He denied the allegations and was never charged, although police investigations have continued after his death. Baroness Castle, then Barbara Castle, a Labour member of the European Parliament, told Hale she didn't trust Britton to investigate the allegations thoroughly. Quote, Barbara never said he was a pedophile. She was just very, very hostile about him. She said, quote, he's the last person you want this to go to, which inferred that he was somehow involved, said Hale.
That infers that, yep.
Worried about the integrity of the Home Office investigation, Castle had tried to interest the major newspapers in the classified documents, but she turned to Hale when they rejected her overtures. She was saying, I've been everywhere else. I've been to the Nationals. Nobody would touch it with a barge pole. But what do you think? Hale recalled. As a journalist, of course, I was interested. We'll continue the story here from the Daily Beast about this cover-up of a pedophile ring at the highest levels of government in the United Kingdom. And is that the only place something like that exists? It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Spend your life with extended
Here
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.